Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. We got a news flash for everybody.
Okay, news flash world.
Some exciting news. We want to send some love.
Steven Jackson, my brother. Nothing but love for you. Let me say that out off the bat.
And congratulate him on the most important and the best decision he's ever made in his life.
All right, and Steven Jackson.
Now, for some of you wondering, who's Steven Jackson?
Today is Steven Jackson.
No, the free throw missed. Beatrice the rebound. Within one, a three is good! And Captain Jack drills the biggest shot of the night.
Ask Steven Jackson. Can Kobe Bryant play in the 3-on-3.5?
He was a 14-year vet in the NBA.
14-year NBA vet, my friend Steven Jackson, part of the championship Spurs in 2003.
Steven Jackson was also known for being an honest and upright guy.
I was the guy that had to be the vocal leader. I was the guy that the media came to after the games because, as you know, I'm going to answer honest.
Now, what's this news? This news is about our brother Steven Jackson, former NBA champion Steven Jackson, who made the big change in his life as he officially reverted or converted to Islam. Now, just like you guys, I was also very excited to hear the amazing news.
I witness and I testify.
That there is none.
There is none.
Worthy of worship.
Worthy of worship.
Except for Allah the Almighty.
Except for Allah the Almighty.
And I bear witness and testify.
And I bear witness and testify.
That Prophet Muhammad,
Prophet Muhammad,
peace and blessings be upon him.
Peace and blessings be upon him.
Is his slave.
Is his slave.
And his messenger.
And his messenger.
And the final messenger.
And the final messenger.
With that, brother, you are a Muslim.
You know, NBA players make a lot of money. So if a lot of money come a lot of prizes. With a lot of money come a lot of temptations. With a lot of money, the whole world opens up to you.
Get paid $100 million. You don't have to play back-to-backs. You can rest when you want.
So when you have this money, we've seen that many people, they don't think beyond the material things. But he did. Many people think they're going to live forever. And they think this life is just about playing amusement. Who can hit the most jump shots? Who can score the most goals? Now imagine coming to the basketball court, the basketball game, and the players are there, but there wasn't a clear objective. There wasn't a goal. Now what kind of game would that be? Now imagine life. Everything is set in its place. You're here, I'm here, we're living, people are dying, but there's no purpose? Now this is what Steven Jackson did. He was asking those questions, I'm sure. What's the purpose of life? Why am I here? Where am I going when I die? Now I can guarantee you one thing, if Islam didn't have all these answers to the question that he was most definitely thinking about asking, like, why am I here? What's the purpose? He would not have accepted it. But it did. And that's why we're congratulating him and sharing this good news with all of you. He's been known to play with some of the greats, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jackson. I'm sorry, actually Michael Jordan. He's had all the finer things in life. He's been around some of the most famous individuals, some of the most influential people. He's been around stars. He's experienced the finer things of life. But now he's gotten to experience something that money can't buy.
With that, brother, you are a Muslim.
And that's what Islam gives you. Because you can have all these things, but with all these things, you can never get rid of the drama of life. You can never get out of the test of life. And many people are just living in the past. They might have been the Michael Jordans of the world, but they're living in the past. What are you doing to set things right for your future? Okay, your limited future in this life, that's okay, but what about the future to come after this life? So that's what Islam gives you. It gives you a blueprint for this life, how you can be successful, what you need, what your purpose is, what your ultimate goal is, and it puts you on a direct path towards the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal is to pass the test of this life and get to the real home called Jannah, paradise, and to avoid the hellfire. Steven Jackson did something very courageous also because he went against all the negative hype and propaganda that's pushed out there calling people away from Islam. So he got to see beyond that, beyond all the hype. And he looked at the evidences, I'm sure. He looked at the Quran. He read the Quran. And now, look, this is what brought him to Islam. Now, you guys can learn from Steven Jackson. He's brave. He's not a coward. Many people wish they can be in his place, but they're scared. They're worried about what their peers are going to say. They're worried about what people are going to say. But that's not Steven Jackson. He took that bold step. He got past all the garbage that's put out there against Islam. He got past all the hate and all the propaganda and all of the distortions that are out there. He looked beyond that. He went and he investigated for himself. And that's what you should do also. Look into this beautiful way of life. Don't let others think for you. Think for yourself. Evaluate it like he did. And inshallah, God willing, you can also come to that same decision as he did, that's based on proof and evidence. Now, I can go on and on. I get very excited when I hear news like this. So I wanted to congratulate our brother, Steven Jackson. Congratulations, my brother, with much love and much respect for you making this bold decision, because I know for many, it's not easy. But you're a brave individual. You're courageous. You were seeking the guidance. And alhamdulillah, the creator of the heavens and earth, he guided you. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Inshallah, God willing, we can have you here on the Dean Show sometime in the near future. May Allah bless you, the creator bless you, and continue to preserve you and protect you and make you someone who will help to share this message with all those people around the world who are also in a state like you were before Islam, where they don't know anything about Islam. All they know is the misinformation. And they're also looking and seeking for more to life purpose. Now it's our duty to go ahead and do our part to help to convey this message in the best, most respectful, honorable way that we can. And for everybody else out there, subscribe if you haven't already. You can go ahead and catch us here every week on the Dean Show. Support us on our Patreon page. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.